Hello?
Hold on one second, please.
Okay.
Sorry, I was switching my headset over to my cell.
Oh, that's okay.
How are you doing today?
Good. It's a busy morning already, which is good. How's yours?
About the same. Unfortunately, my busiest headaches and not good stuff, but it is what it is. So are you in IT? Are you in cell? What do you do?
No, I'm not in IT, but I'm just helping William do this all this computer stuff because I guess I'm pretty good at figuring things out.
Gotcha.
But I'm in sales. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we've met, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, we met at the first holiday dinner.
You won the TV.
I did win the TV, yes.
Okay. And you're over in the third office over there, right?
Yeah, I'm in 206.
206, okay. Sorry, I've only been there a couple of times since, and I don't know all the numbers, but...
Oh, okay, yeah, that's okay. So the first one is where, Nicole, Nick, and, Ruben is at, and then the second one, it was, funding and, credit, but then funding and credit, we actually got a new suite down the hall now. They moved them over, and then now... That is also sales, and this is also sales. So we have basically three suites just for sales.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I heard that suite's pretty high tech too.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but
yeah. Okay. Well, I figured out your logging in for you because I had them switch it from having you reset the password to me just manually doing it in the system, and that worked. I was able to log in after I just changed it to Cardiff 1234, I think it was.
Okay.
So let's do another join me. Can you start it so that way I can see your screen?
Yeah.
Is your brain all working?
Yeah. Why?
What the heck? Why do I have to download it again?
If let's just say they have a daily payment with us and they can't, when we try to ACH, it won't work.
Yeah, do we penalize them for
I think every contract is different. I'm sure there is some kind of fee. But if, let's just say, for example...
Okay, you should have it now.
Let me see. I didn't get it yet, so I'm just waiting.
No problem.
Oh, there it goes. Cool. Perfect. Okay, can you open your browser?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, in that same email, or in our email thread, go to the first email I sent out, and then the second website that I put in the email. Click on that.
You said the first
that
email?
One, yeah. The second one. There you go. Cool. Could you capitalize K Bice? At Bank of Cardiff 01.
Alright, no problem, man. You have a good afternoon there. Hang in there. Bye.
You forgot the R. This is join me.
Alright.
And then login password is capitalized C and then Cardiff 1234. I think it ends at 4. Yep, 4. What the? That's crazy. Right, I just logged into it.
Cardiff 1. So, capital C,
mm-hmm.
and then Cardiff after that, or the capital C is the beginning of Cardiff?
That's the beginning of Cardiff.
Okay.
Ah, there it goes. Yay. Okay. Okay, so when you log in, so you basically have to log in, just have this in the background when you use your phone system or making calls. So you just have to log in every single day and just leave it in the background. And then make sure you see it says work offline.
Oh, sorry, I'll go back to that. Okay. Available?
Yeah, so you just make sure to have it on available.
Okay.
And do you know if you're on the...
But why is it considered working offline?
Hey,
Don. It's just...
How are you doing today?
I was going to get to it real quick. Are you on the DM queue? Like, do you take DM calls?
Yes.
You do? Okay. So basically, how the DM queue works right now is, you know how before it's like, basically whoever picks up the fastest gets it?
Mm-hmm.
So now this new one is how they do it is basically whoever has been available the longest since the last DM call gets the call. So basically, let's just say, for example, it's been the longest for you and for the amount of, let's just say we have like about 10 people on DM or something like that. Let's just say, for example, you haven't taken a DM call in the last 5 minutes and that's the longest idle between the first your first DM and the second DM, then you get the call. And then let's just say you don't pick up in like 5 seconds or 10 seconds, and then it goes to the next person that's been available the longest. And then it goes like that. And then after I think 30 seconds it goes to voicemail.
Okay.
Mhm. So working offline means that you're telling the system that you're not available to take any DM calls, so you're not part of the queue until you're online, I guess you can say. So just make sure to have it on available. And then if you go on lunch or whatever, you can either log out or just put it on taking a break.
Take a break.
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this way, you can... that way it's like more fair for like the DM calls, and then also you can kind of gauge when the next DM call is going to be for you. So that way you don't have to like just rush and pick it up real quick. You can kind of think about like, oh, okay, I think this is it's about my turn to take a DM. So let me be ready for it type of thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, let's see. And then also, can you click on the telephone right under the available?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you click on that bar in the middle under the one? Yeah, like in that. Yeah, right there, that field. Can you click on it?
Yeah, it's not doing anything though.
Huh. Oh, maybe. Oh, cause you're offline. Can you click on available?
Okay.
Is it still not highlighted?
No.
Let me see how mine's look like. Oh wait, never mind. I have you on the phone. So when you click on it, it doesn't highlight or anything like that. It just stays blue. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's weird. Maybe let me log in and see. I'll log into yours.
Okay.
Oh, I know what happened. I forgot it. One step. I'll do it for you real quick. Okay, can you log back in?
You should log in?
Yeah. Okay, click on the available again. Okay, now click back on the telephone. Okay, cool. So
I guess not blue anymore. Okay.
Yeah. Can you go to that menu at the top? Yeah, and go to profile. Okay. Can you click a MIC verification call? Do you get any? Is your Bria ringing?
I don't know because. What is it? What do you mean? Is my Bria ringing?
Yeah. Click on that. I guess maybe you don't have it open yet.
Well, the and I don't have.
Phone. You do have it open.
I didn't get any clarification in regards to my headset. Does this only ring through my headset, or will it ring through my computer?
It should pop up a kind of like a push notification right by your by the Bria soft phone that says like incoming call or something like that. So when you click on the MIC verification call, it should do that.
Okay, should I try it
even
again?
Yeah. Okay, it's not working. That's weird. Let's see. For that phone number, 858-519-5050, is that your phone number?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay, cool. Okay. Can you click on... Actually, maybe I can do it. Can you give me mouse control?
Yeah.
Thanks for hearing that about you. I agree with that. Just graduated.
Yeah.
I'm not in the rotation for the DM call.
You're not?
Yeah, I was wondering if you could help me out with that.
Yeah, hold on. I'm helping.
Sam?
Sorry, I'm trying to figure it out.
No worries.
It's like a hit or miss every single time I install a new one on someone else's computer. Either it works like right away or it takes forever.
I don't even know.
Okay, let's see. I'm gonna try one more thing here. God, you're so mean. Okay.
I need you to hold on for just 1 second. I need to check something.
Okay.
Hang on with me.
Here you go. Here's a great picture. That's him.
Oh my god. Who's that?
That's the Christian.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if I can just find the. No, you can't see the beginning of this because it's bad. There you go.
Oh, no. We've all been there.
Okay.
Okay. All right, cool. Let me type this in. 408-708-2619.
I don't know if it matters, but if you look at that SIP URI, Bankrupt Cardiff is spelled incorrectly.
Oh, that's why. Thanks. Good eye. That's probably what happened.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, that was what it was. It was, I spelled that wrong. Okay, let's do a new tab. Okay, so are you using a different browser for your CNET right now?
Sometimes I use Safari, sometimes I use Google.
Okay. So whichever browser you wanted to use that day, just make sure your agent desktop, which is this, is logged in on the same browser as your CNET.
Okay.
So let's go to CNET here. There you go. I'm just going to generate a random lead, just for example. Okay. Okay. So what you could just click to dial. Like that. So the only weird thing about this new phone system is the way that the company made it so that it's a inbound type of phone system. So what happens is basically when we dial out, it has to come in as an inbound call first in order to dial out, if that makes sense. So like when I want to dial out, like right here,
mm-hmm.
It comes in as an incoming call right now, and you just press answer, and then it rings through to the other side.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So when you make an outbound call, it's always going to come in as an inbound first, and you just have to press the answer for it to go out. And the good thing about the new one is that all the calls gets recorded over here. Oh, right here in the VOVCC call thing right here. So that way, let's just say, for example, you know, in your situation, when you get a deal from us, you can click through and hear what we said to the customer. And also when we want to see how the underwriting call went, then we can click through and hear how it went with you, that sort of thing. And you can also download the calls if that matters to you, and listen to it on your iTunes or whatever. I'm not sure if they mentioned it to you already or not, but for the last couple months, all the DM calls, they weren't getting recorded because people weren't writing down the number that they called from. So the system wasn't able to match up like the audio file with the lead, because the number wasn't registering in here in the lead.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you've seen it yet, but when you take a DM call And once you enter the 16-digit reservation code, a window will pop up. It just says, like, hey, just in case we get disconnected, you know, I just want to confirm the best phone number to reach you at. Can you give me the number that you're calling from, or that sort of thing, or like your cell phone number or something like that. And then just press enter, and then it'll populate it into the lead itself.
Okay.
And you'll see it once you you take a DM call. It's the little window that pops up. Okay, so I'm just going to do a testing just to make sure we have the right caller ID for you. Let's see here. What's your... Oh, it's that number, 858-519-5050. Okay. Okay. Cool. That's weird. Oh, yeah, that's my cell phone. That's fine. Decline. Okay. I'm gonna call myself. Okay, cool. So it showed the right caller ID.
It did. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you call out and call when you make inbounds or outbounds right now, it's the right number. So when your customers call you now, on your number, it's gonna get to you. The only thing is the headset. I just totally forgot about that yesterday. Let me ask Will.
My headset. I'll try it out. My headset should just attach to my my Mac and should just essentially become the default speaker and mic. But
oh,
I'll
okay.
let you know if it doesn't.
Okay. Yeah, because we have to change preferences here. Under device to like whatever I guess your Mac has like a mic already, right?
Yeah, it can just
like
stay
a built-in.
It can just stay as a built-in, and then my Bluetooth will just take over.
Okay, I guess just try it out and see how it goes, and let me know. And then if you need a headset or whatever, I'll let Will know. He'll probably just order it or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. So yeah, just to cool. Just a review real quick. So you just have to have this logged in every single time. Have your CNET on the same browser. Your login is the KBICE at Bank of Cardiff 01. The password is the Cardiff 1234. To dial... Oh, yeah, I forgot I should tell you how to dial out. So if you want to just dial like a random number, it'll be right here, like how I dialed myself just now.
Okay.
Type it in there and then press dial. And then just make sure to click the answer when you dial out, or it won't ring through to the other side.
Cool.
All right. Let me know if you have any questions or issues or anything like that.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for all your help. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.
Bye.